AM 1220, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. Good morning. It's time now for Midweek Focus, and my first guest today is Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack with Sanford Health in Oaks. Dr. Mertz-Hack, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, we've kind of been talking about it for, you know, quite some time. You know, we are really getting into the thick of things when it comes to summer, you know, summer heats, you know, being able to stay cool when temperatures are, you know, in the triple digits and all of that. But it's also just as important to be mindful of our skin and be mindful of the amount of time that we spend under the sun, either protected and unprotected. So let's talk about sun protection here this month. So I guess kind of the first question that we have is, you know, really what are sunburns? How do they occur? And what are some ways to recognize them?
So the largest organ of the body, and sometimes it gets overlooked as something as important to take care of. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, sunburn, suntan, things like that are all damages to the skin. And even though, you know, we think long-term wise as well about things, not just the immediate burn and the problems that come from that, but also the increased risk then that comes from skin cancer, that comes as skin cancer from increased risk with those burns and tans. So, you know, in the long run, trying to prevent cancer, which we know that 1 out of 5 Americans will develop some type of skin cancer, typically by the age of 70. So this is affecting a lot of people. And so being really conscientious about sun protection is important.
Absolutely. So let's kind of talk into ways that we can protect ourselves from the UV rays that come from the sun. What are some ways that people can, you know, be safe and be smart while outside under the sun?
Absolutely, because this is all a balance of things. We want people to be outside and all the benefits that come from that. Active and being able to enjoy different things and activities that they enjoy doing. Biggest things that we really focus on with regard to protecting the skin is, you know, seeking shade when appropriate. You know, in the middle of the day is when the sun's rays are the strongest, so between 10 and 2 typically. And so we have a lot of ways then to be protecting of the skin, and that really involves either sun protective clothing. Actually, there's a big boom in the amount of different clothing companies that are out there that actually have sun protection UPF or ultraviolet protection factor built into them, as well as just coverage in general. So the less direct rays you have to the skin, the better. And then the use of sunscreen, which is really important then to protect exposed areas, you know, especially on high contact areas like the face, the hands, the arms, if, you know, wearing short sleeves or tank tops and things. And with regard to sunscreen, you know, there's a lot of caveats with that. So ideally a SPF of 30 or higher, and broad spectrum sunscreens are those that protect against both UVA and UVB rays. And so, you know, reapplying that often, especially when outside and, you know, on the water and things like that is important, because if it's worn off already, then you're right back to, you know, square one with needing to get that reapplied to exposed areas.
All right. And so let's talk about, you know, we know that it occurs on the skin. What are some, you know, what are some ways that we can just kind of detect that? Obviously redness is pretty common. But what are kind of some of the long-term effects of sunburns and getting too much of that?
Yeah, and exactly that is, even though people somehow or, you know, maybe hear about differentiation between a burn or a tan and things like that, all of that is really exposure to UV rays and the damage that comes with it. A tan, even not a burn, are signs that your skin has been injured. And so being able to protect against, you know, changes to the skin is what decreases risk of cancer, including melanoma, you know, the deadliest form of skin cancer, the most dangerous form of skin cancer. And so protection from that is key. So really, when people then do have burns and tans and things like that, sun protection to, you know, treat that in the meantime or treat it in the acute period of time where, you know, you might have pain and things there. Moisturizer is huge in being able to treat burns and that. You know, severe burns sometimes even require more intensive treatment. So certainly seeking medical advice if, you know, burns seem to have, you know, blisters with them and things like that that are causing extreme pain. And so, you know, protection is key. And so trying to prevent those significant burns and tans to decrease risk over time is the best way to help protect people.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we've probably all had a sunburn at some point in our lives, you know, whether or not we like it, we've probably had it. And so what are some ways that, you know, we can help soothe the pain and irritation from that? What are some kind of remedies to help things out there?
Yeah, so moisturizing is key. So keeping that with, you know, topical moisturizing creams or lotions, you know, aloe vera and aloe vera containing lotions and creams can be helpful in the acute period of burn. And also then protecting it, so covering it, you know, protecting it from further sun damage, especially when it's, you know, red and inflamed and irritated, is helpful as well. And the other part with that too is, we talked about water and the necessity of reapplying, but we kind of forget that even when we're, you know, in times of year where we're less exposed, things like snow and sand and things like that also increase the risk to the skin. So, you know, being able to provide protection is key.
All right. Well, and you've mentioned that to, you know, if you notice something unusual, you know, just something out of the ordinary, make sure you talk to your doctor, you talk to your healthcare provider, and get things checked out so that things do not develop and become worse over time.
Absolutely. That is always the case. That's what your primary care physician or provider is there to be able to keep people healthy and treat things as they arise.
Absolutely. All right. Well, another good reminder to be safe and to be smart when you're out in the sun. All right. Well, Dr. Tara Mertzak with Sanford Health in Oaks. Dr. Mertzak, thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. That is Dr. Tara Mertzak with Sanford Health in Oaks for a midweek focus on the tornado.